The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essing Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
How much does a Vipassana course cost? Can you give the price? It is invaluable. Spirituality is invaluable. No price tag to be attached to spirituality and teaching of spirituality. The moment you start putting some price tag on it, the whole teaching becomes impure. It has to be given free. Even boarding and lodging for 10 days is free. At the end of the course, if a student feels that I attained so much peace and harmony, and this is a path which is good for me and good for everybody, then one donates without anybody asking, so that more and more people can get benefit of this. And like this, the wheel of Dhamma keeps on rotating. No charges, but still, as I said, one charge you have to give, you are 10 valuable days of the life, invaluable life. That charge you have to give for your good, for your benefit, and for the good of many others. What do you suggest for someone who can't attend a 10-day course? Get inspired by these talks and make up your mind and come. You have to give the fees, and the fees is 10 days of your life. I feel myself to be happy. Why should I attend a 10-day course? To become happier? Why remain stagnant there? You can be more happy. Make use of this technique to be more happy. And who knows, this happiness may not last. And when it goes away, you are so miserable. So avoid the misery of future. Learn this technique to avoid all miseries of the future. I practice Vipassana. How can I convince my parents to learn Vipassana? How can you convince? If your parents see that you have changed and your life pattern has changed, you are now a better son, a better daughter. You started serving your parents much lovingly, then automatically they will get attracted. Well, there is something good. Say something good in this technique. This boy, this girl, such a big change has come. Change for better. This is how you can attract your parents. Serve your parents properly. This is your duty also, a part of spirituality. Serve your parents. Why Vipassana helps both prisoners and non-prisoners? I see nobody as a non-prisoner. Everyone is a prisoner. Those who are behind the walls are prisoners, yes. But others also. Everyone is prisoner of one's own unwholesome behavior pattern deep inside and keeps on suffering because of this prison. When I started giving courses in the prisons, I told them, you are suffering from two prisons. One prison is these walls, which do not allow you to remain with your family. You miss all the comforts of your family life. Bigger prison is you are a prisoner of this unwholesome behavior pattern. I can help you to come out of that. And people start coming out of that. So whether you are within the walls or outside the walls, come out of this prison of the behavior pattern. If I do not react, how can I enjoy my life? When you act, you will find you are enjoying your life so much. When you act with a positive mind, peaceful mind, and it becomes more and more peaceful. Vipassana does not make you inactive. Your capacity to work increases, but in a positive way. And when you react, negativity is always there. Deep inside you started suffering. And as Buddha said, there are burning charcoals deep inside and layers of ashes over it. One remains deluded with this layer of ashes. Deep inside, you're burning. And when you start realizing that, you want to come out of it, and you do come out of it. In modern times, people neglect their old parents. What is your advice? Modern times or ancient times, anybody who neglects the parents is far away from spirituality, far away from humanity, far away from Dhamma, from any religion. Just remember how they helped you. The mother keeping you in the womb for 9 months, and what a suffering she had, and how lovingly she kept you. And then after that, both the parents kept on serving you. And now you reach the stage where you say, I'm self-dependent. I don't care about my parents. This is totally against spirituality, totally against Dhamma. You are harming yourself. If you become so very much selfish that you don't care even your parents, how will you care anybody else in the world? Whole life you'll be a self-centered person, an ego-centered person. And you won't have any compassion, any love, any goodwill for anybody. And this means a miserable person. First important thing, serve your parents. And Buddha says, Mata Pitu Upatthanam. You have to take care of your elderly parents because they have served you so much. And if you start serving your parents, you will know how to serve others also. Is it possible to take anti-depression medicine and practice vipassana? Why this medication? Meditation will help you. No medication is necessary. I am not against the doctors who are giving these kinds of medicines. I don't want their business to get stopped. But it doesn't help. You can suppress your mental misery to some extent, but you can't eradicate it from the root level. And here is a technique which helps you to eradicate all such miseries, miseries of depression, easily. I remember, perhaps it was my third or fourth course coming from Myanmar to India, I started teaching, and a very rich person of Mumbai, a very big industrialist, he was in deep depression. Twice he tried to commit suicide. Somehow he was saved. And when somebody said, there is a technique which will help you to come out of depression, he came. Within 10 days, he was totally out of it. Why? No magic, no miracle. I have no supernatural powers to help people to come out of depression. The technique is such. As Buddha said, nothing can arise in the mind without a sensation on the body. So accept the fact. At this moment, there is depression in my mind. Depression due to this or due to that, nothing doing. Depression as depression. You accept the fact. And there must be some sensation on the body. Whatever sensation you have at that time in the body, anywhere, just start observing. If you practice vipassana, you can observe it objectively. Observe. It becomes weaker. It cannot overpower you. The depression becomes weaker. It cannot overpower you. And from the root level, it is eradicated. Hundreds of such people who are suffering from depression, they come to the courses and easily they come out of this disease. Not necessary to suppress it, eradicate it. Can you explain the time frame of 10 days? What is the significance? Why we ask people to come for 10 days, day and night, live there? Because continuity of the practice is the secret of success. You keep on continuing working, then only you change your habit pattern. Initially, it may look a little difficult, not to everybody, but some people they might face certain difficulties. The body will revolt. What you are doing now? I want to do this, do that. The mind will revolt. What you are doing? You want to keep me only on one object, nothing. I want to do this. But very soon, you start enjoying. And it becomes easy. So when you're continuously working on it, this helps you to go to the depth of the mind. This helps you to purify your mind at the deepest level. And this is what Vipassana needs it. How does Vipassana help you to deal with your fears? The same thing. A fear for the future. Always worried, what will happen to me? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my business? What will happen to my means of livelihood, etc., etc. Fear of the future. Anything that arises in the mind arises with a sensation on the body. And if you remain ignorant to these sensations, your fear keeps on multiplying. With the fear, there's a sensation. And with the sensation, the fear grows. You keep on reacting with fear. Fear, sensation, sensation, fear. A vicious circle has started. You become so miserable. If you learn how to observe the sensation when the fear is there, you start coming out of it. The habit pattern of fear goes away. You are fearless and you can face every situation in the life. How does Vipassana reduce blood pressure? What blood pressure? It's such tension, stress and strain within you. And this technique makes your mind so calm, so tranquil, so peaceful. And the body also becomes calm, peaceful. This high blood pressure question automatically goes away. Can Vipassana help with brain injury? Well, what sort of injury? One has to see. Wherever it is necessary to consult a doctor, consult a specialist, nothing wrong, do that. But if it is a psychosomatic disease, without any difficulty, Vipassana will cure you. If it is a pure physical disease, then also let the doctor give you medicines, etc. At the same time, you find you are keeping your mind equanimous. So whatever treatment is given by the doctor gives better results, quicker results. It is always helpful. I am having trouble trying to talk to people with extreme political views. How do you react to people who want to argue when you want to discuss? Those who want to argue, understand, they are generating tension within themselves. They are generating impurities. Miserable people. Have compassion on them. Just have compassion. Don't argue yourself. Explain in a very patiently way. If somebody understands, very good. If somebody doesn't understand, smilingly say goodbye. But don't keep on arguing. That won't help you. Would you consider giving a 10-day course to our world leaders? World leaders are welcome. Our gates are open for them, as it is open for everybody. They are also miserable, very miserable. A number of political leaders who are ruling the country, they have started coming. 6 members of the cabinet in Maharashtra state government are Vipassana meditators, 1 in the central government, and a number of member of parliaments and member of legislative assemblies, they are coming. They start realizing now that although we are ruling, but still we are very miserable. And when we are away from the chair and we don't rule, then we are again miserable. We want that. We want to be on the chair. And if we are on the chair, we want to stick to the chair. Misery, misery, nothing but misery. And with Vipassana, they start changing their habit pattern. I am here to serve the people. Whether on the chair or out of the chair makes no difference. I have to serve my people. And that keeps them very happy. People are realizing it. Not only the politicians, but those who are executives, government executives, administrators, they also live a very tense life. By this technique, they find they are coming out of tension. Now certain governments, like government of Maharashtra, government of Andhra, some governments in India, they have issued notifications that any government officer can go to a Vipassana course he or she will get 14 days leave with pay, because they find such a big change comes. Their capacity to work increases. They give good results. Mind is calm, tranquil, a problem has come. You go immediately to the depth of the problem and get a solution. So quick decisions and right decisions, it helps the administration. So also business executives, now they have started coming. In India, quite a large. Here in the West, now there was this conference of the executives, or the business executive for spirituality. Well, it is good for everyone, especially the leaders of the society. Everything good or bad percolates from the top and moves down to the masses. If the top is miserable, the whole masses will become miserable. So this is good for every leader, political leader, commercial leader, industrial leader, or administrative leader. What is the proper balance between meditation and service and working to earn one's own livelihood? Both should be there. Your householders, as I am householder, householders have responsibility to earn money honestly with every good effort. But see that by earning money, you don't generate your ego. You don't inflate your ego. I am such a wonderful person. Look, I am a millionaire. I am a multimillionaire. I am a billionaire. I am 1 inch taller than everybody else. Then you are harming yourself. You become so tense. But if you keep on understanding, the money that comes to me comes from the pocket of the consumers. So I get money from the society. So whatever I earn, this society has a share in that. I have to use some portion, reasonable portion of my earning for the good of the people, for the benefit of the people, to serve the people. Then your earning is good. Your way of earning also is helpful to you and helpful to the others. So Dhamma gives a proper way in every sector of the society to live in a peaceful way, harmonious way. What does we meditate on when there is no more breath? That is at the time of death. You won't come and question me when you are at the time of death. It's finished. But while you are alive, make use of your life, a happy life, a peaceful life, a harmonious life, good for you and good for others. Forget what happens after death. If the present life is good, whatever comes in the future will automatically be good. The future is the product of the present. So try to make the present good. Don't worry about the future. I have health problems that do not allow me to sit for long periods. When you come to the course, the teacher, the guide will help you and guide you how easily and without much pain you can practice. If you can't sit on the floor, they will allow you to sit on the chair. You can't sit in this particular posture, not necessary, any posture that suits you. You won't find difficulty. Who is the I that can describe the mind, that can discipline the mind? The I who is not able to master the mind. This is what you will learn. Don't accept because your teachers say, who is I? Or your scripture says, who is I? Know thyself is the advice of every seer, saint and sage of the past. But how to know thyself? By own experience. And this is what the technique is. The technique is technique of self-realization, truth realization. You are experiencing the truth about yourself and you will know what is this physical structure to which I keep on saying, I, mine, mine. And what is this mental structure to which one keeps on saying, I, mine, mine. And generates tremendous amount of attachment towards it and becomes miserable. And is there anything beyond mind and matter? You have to experience and then only accept it. Can someone who is taking prescription medicine take the 10-day course? Certainly, the teacher will tell you there are certain medicines which won't allow your awareness to arise. It will make the mind dull. then the teacher will say, reduce it or stop it. There are certain medicines which don't go against vipassana. The teacher will allow you to take it. I am a shiatsu therapist and I'm drawn to helping others out of their pain. Is this against the vipassana technique? Oh no, whatever you are doing to help others is good. We are not against it. But understand, there are different kinds of helping people in a spiritual way, where artificial vibration is thrown on the student. And if this person is a vipassana meditator, sometimes there's a clash, because vipassana wants you to observe your own natural vibrations. When you are angry, what kind of vibration? When there is passion, what kind of vibration? When there is fear, what kind of vibration? And you are working to observe that and remain equanimous, and here some outside artificial vibration, a created vibration comes in, and there is a clash which gives sound. So if you are doing any kind of practice of unnatural artificial vibration, carry on. If it helps others, very good. We are not against that. But don't mix up the two. Mixing will not be helpful. It might harm. How do you define sexual misconduct? Sex is necessary for bioreproduction. Nature wants it, nothing wrong. But don't become sex maniac. Otherwise, from one to the other, to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, you know, balance. If there is a relationship with only one person, then with this practice you will find the sex will become more and more disciplined. And even if you have sex relation, nothing wrong, you will enjoy it, but you won't become mad after it. You won't have attachment towards it. If you are having this madness all the time, running after sex, you are a miserable person. And when you see the reality within yourself, you will start understanding, look, how I am harming myself and harming others also. My religion teaches that my devotion in God will secure my salvation. Why then should I purify my mind? God helps those who help themselves. You don't want to help yourself, and you want to do everything the God to do for you. Then why you earn money? God will do. Why you eat? God will put morsel in your mouth. No, you have to work. And yes, then you will get all the help from all the invisible superpowers. But you have to work. Still you have to work to purify your mind for your good, for your benefit, and the good and benefit of so many others. What are the dangers of attempting to learn vipassana without teaching? Yes, for one first 10 days it is always advisable to work under an experienced person. If you take a wrong step, this is the operation of the mind, very serious work you are doing. Deep operation of your mind, certain impurities start coming up on the surface and you don't know how to deal it properly, it might lead you to more miseries. 10 days, if you learn the technique properly, then you are your own master. Never remain under the clutches of a guru. Otherwise, the gurus will keep on exploiting you. Don't allow that. Dhamma teaches you to be self-dependent, but learn the technique properly with somebody who has experience of the path. Good? Good.